Mission Network News, 2-Minute Version, Tuesday, December 14, 2004, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Yesterday, the world celebrated the one-year anniversary of Saddam Hussein's capture in Iraq. While violence continues, Christians are excited about prospects for outreach, especially with young people. Book of Hope's founder, Bob Hoskins.
In the face of all of the horror that's taking place there, the good news is that it's creating a lot of opportunity for the spread of the gospel. We've just shipped to two containers of books of hope and Bibles and Christian materials into the country of Iraq.
Not just in Iraq, as 12,000 books recently went into other Gulf states. Next, the Association of Baptists for World Evangelism reports good news in Italy. Missionaries Jim and Lori Spoto are grateful for the efforts of two teams of volunteers. The teams came from a mission called Construction for World Evangelism and remodeled the church building downstairs. Their work opened many doors for the gospel to be shared. As a result, the church has expanded to be able to seat 250 people, and they now have a built-in baptistry. And volunteers are an important part of ministry with Young Life. It's an organization that takes God's Word to teens around the world. But the need for more people to help is great. Young Life's Tom Hammond says there's a problem with those who don't participate in outreach.
The concept of a non-participatory laity is not biblical. And some would even say that we're going through a second reformation right now where the church is finally getting it, that we are all called to be ministers. We need lots and lots of people to work with kids because it's biblical.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you're interested in finding out about short-term mission trips, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on the short-term missions database logo on the left where you can find out about various mission opportunities worldwide. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.